And in studio this morning, I've got Cameron Jackman and Annika Stymack. Now, Cameron's from Rudman High. Annika is from Ridgeview High. Good morning to you both. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, first of all, welcome. You're both seniors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When's graduation?
For each of us? Ridgeview graduation is June 5th, Friday, June 5th at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So next Friday.
And Rudman?
And Redmond's the day after that, 11 a.m., June 6th.
Okay, all right. So we've got kind of some prepared questions for you today, but feel free to expound, and add anything else you want. First of all, Annika, let's start with you. What have you enjoyed most about your high school experience?
I would say I've really enjoyed being involved in leadership, student leadership, and getting to meet a lot of really cool people through that. I think leadership has really changed who I am as a person and has given me the opportunity to come out of my shell in a lot of different ways. And I don't know, I just think that that has opened so many gateways for me, and I've really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Leadership. You're talking student government? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, at Ridgeview, it's just called student leadership, but it's... you know, I've been on the ASB board, so a simulated student body. I'm currently your senior class president, so I don't know, just stuff like that. I guess student government, yeah.
Okay. Cameron, same question. What have you enjoyed most?
Yeah, honestly, same here for me. I'm also on leadership or student council at the school, but, like, that stuff has helped just push my comfort zone and helped me grow as a leader. And... along with that leadership, but also the other extracurriculars I've been involved in, like tennis and yearbook, it's just kind of really helps for me just to try to experience high school as much as I can, and really helps me to figure out the person that I am and figure out what I want to do after high school.
Have you been involved in those kind of activities since your freshman year?
Yeah, I have.
What'd you start with?
I was in mostly just athletics freshman year when I did football and tennis. And then sophomore year, I ran for leadership. And as I was involved in other clubs as well, like Fellowship of Christian Athletes and NHS. But as I kept going, I just tried to get more and more involved in the school.
Okay. Annika, programs, activities, athletics, or clubs for you?
I can say I've probably done a lot of everything. I've played tennis. I've been varsity tennis all 4 years. I joined leadership my sophomore year. And, let's see, I was a central representative on a OASC, which is Oregon Association of Student Councils. So I served, on a leadership board for the state of Oregon. I'm currently our National Honor Society president and Key Club president. I run all the blood drives at Ridgeview this year, which was really a really cool opportunity for me. I started an organization called Work to Be Well at Ridgeview High School, which is a mental health advocacy club. So I've served as president of that. But yeah, I don't know. I've kind of just tried to dip my toe in everything and get as involved as possible. So.
What advice would you give younger students?
I would definitely say that you're capable of anything. I think that a lot of times when you start high school, it can be really intimidating to join clubs or to do things that, you know, you see upperclassmen doing. It just feels really scary to get involved. But I think that getting involved in anything you can, going to games, joining leadership or any kind of clubs, it can really just expand who you are as a person. And yeah, I would say get involved and go for your dreams.
Cameron, what would your advice be?
I mean, honestly, same here. That's kind of been the biggest thing for me, just getting involved in school. I was, especially freshman through junior year, I was really stressing on grades, and I cared honestly too much about my grades and getting the best score possibly, and like obviously still like try your hardest, but I would definitely encourage people not to stress and overly too much about those grades and just to get involved and do as many extracurriculars as you can, because that's where, for me personally, where like a personal growth like really thrives is through those extracurriculars and that those like social aspects with your friends and your peers, more than within the classroom, but just outside doing what we like doing.
Okay. So what are your plans for after high school, Cameron?
For me, I'm going to go to Boise State University. I'm going to study either media communications or film and television arts. Going there in the fall and going to live on campus. And, yeah, really looking forward to that.
All right. So media.
Yeah.
That's going to be really cool. There's been a lot of changes in that over the,
yeah,
the last
for sure.
20 years. Annika, what about you?
I'm going to be attending the University of Oregon in the fall. My plan is to study business administration and secondary education, hopefully English. And, yeah, I want to be involved in student government there if possible and maybe play, like, club tennis. I don't know if I'm quite the U of O standard for tennis, but I'd love to play just for fun on the weekends and stuff. Yeah, just try to stay involved there as well.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in today. Anything else you want to mention while we're here? They can't hear your head shake. It doesn't rattle. Despite what people have told you, Cameron, your head does not rattle when you shake it. So congratulations. All right. Cameron Jackman and Annika Stymus, both from Redmond, both seniors, both graduating. Congratulations to you both, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.